Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. We're back with another book review on this month of love. So this is going to be a review on The Bodyguard by Catherine Center. And this was an interesting read. I think the first time I heard The Bodyguard, I just had this expectation of a princess and her bodyguard, or some famous person and their bodyguard. But this book is about a girl who is a bodyguard, and the roles are reversed. She is protecting the famous person. And just an entire story about their relationship.
Well, don't spoil it.
And how it came to be.
Yes, and so with that premise, you think, must be a good book. Well.
Should we do our rating?
We'll tell you right now if we thought it was good or not. Okay, you ready? One, two, three.
Three stars.
Okay, Amy and I both read this kind of a little while ago. I read it longer ago. Mm-hmm. And so I did rate it 3 stars. That's what I have in my notes. Thinking back, I'm kind of like 2 stars, maybe 3. I'll just keep 3.
Yeah. I was telling Haley earlier that I was not a huge fan of Things We Never Got Over, the book. And I rated that 3 stars, which was maybe generous. Might have been 2 stars. And then this book, I do think, is a little better than Things We Never Got Over, because I scanned that other book a lot. And that book was long. This book was not as long as that book. And so I did think that it had some flow where I read more instead of scanned, as I did the other book. And I think that is what is affecting my reading scale.
So you're keeping it at 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This book at 3.
And it was better than Things We Never Got Over, in
yes.
your opinion. Okay, gotcha. I can't remember
a thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what I rated Things We Never Got Over. I don't know how it compares to that one in terms of if I rated it 3 stars, if it was equivalent. I don't know. Anyways. But that's a good take. I'm glad that you can remember.
I think it's also I listened to our podcasts.
Oh.
So I recently listened to that
one. What did I rate it?
2 stars.
Oh, okay. I thought I might have rated it 2 stars. In that case, I liked this one more. Actually, that's true, because I don't think, like, I almost didn't finish that one. This one I finished. I agree. I scanned it less. However, wasn't very good.
Yes, there are pros and cons to making this a 3-star book, and the cons were a lot, to where it wasn't a 2-star book, but it held its ground.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I think with the synopsis, I thought it was going to be better.
Right.
I was really excited, and I think maybe that's where the difference is.
Let's start from the beginning. So from the beginning, for me, I was not hooked.
Oh, okay. I liked the beginning.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I think what made me not like it was, similar to you, I had certain expectations. Like I said, the guy is the bodyguard. Then learning that she is the bodyguard. But then into those first 2 or 3 chapters where the main character, Hannah, she experiences many things at the same time. So her mother passes away, and then her boyfriend breaks up with her, and then she becomes really upset, which is natural, right? She falls into this spiral depression, and she says that usually she dives into work when she is sad. And so I think what turned me off in the beginning was when she was given this assignment. So her job is to be a bodyguard for
high-profile oil men, businessmen, and famous people. I just remember them talking about oil men.
Okay.
Anyways, sorry. And she's given this job, and she complains about it, which I thought was strange and immediately turned me off because I said, isn't this your job? Why are you whining about it? And I do think that was dragged out a lot, where many points leading up to the time where she finally settles in into the role of the bodyguard, she tries to back out many times. When, before she meets him, after she meets the guy, she goes to her boss, and I'm thinking, this is your job, and you're supposed to be the best of the best? And you said that when you're sad, you want to dive into your work, and then you don't want to do it. I was just getting a lot of mixed vibes from the book, and so from this main character, where I need to like the main character, but she was confusing me, and I didn't like her right off the bat.
Okay, well, my thing is that what I got more from it is that she wanted to leave. Like, leave Texas. And that's really what she was complaining about, that she wanted to go somewhere exotic because normally they go somewhere else. And she was on this she was on the job that was supposed to take her out, and then he took her off that task. And so that's more what I was like, oh, like, she wanted to leave, and then she didn't want to stay in Texas, which I'm like, I get.
Yeah.
If that happened, I'm like, and especially if I'm, like, on this, I'm supposed to have this job that's going to take me out of the country, and then he's like, actually, no, I would be like, excuse you? I would be pretty upset about that. I'm just saying. So I think maybe that's where that was upsetting for you, and I was like, la-di-da, living my life. My question is, did you know that her boyfriend was going to cheat on her?
Yes, immediately.
Okay, so you do think ahead then.
Are you getting proud of
yes, me? Yes, yes. Because as I was reading it, I was like, I wonder, because I was like, immediately when it happens, I'm like, obviously he's going to, like, sleep with this girl who's, like, her friend, supposedly. And then I, like, skipped forward a few pages to look to see, and it happened later. Or, much like, later. She found out later than I thought it was going to be. Like, when they came back, I was like, obviously, but they didn't say it then. Mm-hmm. It was, like, later, and I was like, oh. So I thought it was going to happen, and then they tricked me, and then it happened. And I was like, okay. That's what I thought.
Another time I thought ahead in the book.
Okay.
Was when they were the guy, Jack Stapleton, is driving to his family's place, right? And they have to cross some kind of bridge. And he said, I don't drive across bridges. I walk through them or something like that. And then she's sitting there wondering why he does that. And in my head, I said, obviously because his brother died driving off the bridge. Didn't they tell us that already? Did she pay attention to the briefing? And then I went back a couple pages, and they didn't say anything about the bridge.
Oh, so you knew before it even happened.
They only said an accident.
Oh, okay.
And so that was another time I thought ahead, but it wasn't really thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. It was just me assuming that they already told us.
Yeah, which is, like, the same.
Yeah.
I have no really memories of that. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure if I thought it or if it was just, like, yeah, duh. And so, like, it wasn't even, like... But that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It enhances the experience, I feel like.
Definitely. And another thing, if you remember me texting you. So I texted Haley when I started the book. Haley read it before I did. And so it was safe for me to say anything to her at this point.
True.
If I'm going to like a romance book, I need to be swooned by the main character. the guy, right? The love interest, romance dude. And his name is Jack Stapleton. Jack Stapleton. And this is my thought process as I'm reading this book. I see the name Jack Stapleton. And I think to myself, is Jack Stapleton a real person? Are they throwing out names of real people? Are they making this, like, a nonfiction, fiction, crossover worlds? And I start thinking about an image in my head. And then I Google Jack Stapleton, nothing comes up. Then I say, wait a minute, Chris Stapleton, the country singer. I Google him, and he has the exact face that I imagined. Let's just say he's not my type of man.
When you texted me that, I literally laughed because I did not picture that at all. I was picturing more like the Scott Eastwood.
Oh, I think a lot of people do, actually.
Yeah, like that's more what I was thinking, mainly because it was like country and he was in like The Longest Ride. And so that's more the vibe that I was getting. And so when you texted me that, I was like, honestly, I don't know why my mind didn't go there, because yeah, I can see how you get there. I was like, dang. But then I'm like, yeah, I feel like that ruins the whole thing. Once you have that image, it's done.
It was permanently stapled in my mind. So any romantic interaction between them was ruined because I did not have a swoony man that I have created in my mind. It was a real person.
Yeah. So I feel like that skews the whole book. It ruins the whole thing.
Basically. And so...
Oh my god, that's really... Sorry, go ahead.
And so, if you weren't already thrown off by those things, what made it a 3-star book for you? Because you can see from my thoughts.
You have so many. Okay, so it's funny, I was just looking at it, and... Okay, so normally, I don't have an issue with, like, instant love books. I know a lot of people don't like that kind of thing. They want to see the growth, but normally I don't really care. However, I feel like that's what was happening in this book. Like, but I didn't feel it. Like, there wasn't anything really to go off of. And so I wrote that down, that I did not feel the love connection. That it, like, yeah, she goes from, like, not wanting to do this job, but then all of a sudden she's like, actually, I love this guy. And I was like... What? Like, you didn't have any moment that was like, oh my gosh, I look at him and now I feel it. You know, like, he did something. Like, I didn't, there wasn't anything. And so I said, she goes from wanting to escape and working all the time to being able to commit to Jack. Like, all of a sudden, like, yeah, she's like, I want to leave. And then all of a sudden, she's like, actually, I'll stay. I want to stay with him. And I was like, there was no in between. It was like, you wanted to leave and then all of a sudden you didn't. That doesn't make any sense.
I wrote the same thing in my notes. Romance? Question mark. No spice. No chemistry.
Yeah, like, no chemistry. And I was bummed because I know you didn't like her at the beginning, but in the beginning, I didn't really mind her. And then I liked... She seemed, like, stronger in the beginning in the sense that she's like, I'm a female bodyguard. People, like, they look over me, and that is, like, an advantageous. Advantageous, thank you, to my job and that kind of thing. And then, like, you know, when she goes and she walks in and he thinks she's a cleaning lady, like, that was funny. And then she flips him on his back. I was like, that was also funny. And then I felt like all of that character was just gone. And then it was like, she didn't really have any moments after that that I was like, oh, she's like a cool bodyguard. Then it was just like, she's a wishy...
She's a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She takes the role of the girlfriend to throw the family off that she's his bodyguard. But even with those fake dating trope moments,
mm-hmm.
I agree. I didn't think there was any chemistry. At one point, I thought it was a trick that that the author was actually going to make the brother the love interest.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, why don't I feel the spark as I'm reading this? Mm-hmm. When they're having these moments where, do you remember the part where he saved her when she was in the river?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, in a sense, the, like, scenes, if I picture them in a movie, could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was reading it, I didn't really feel like, oh, yeah. And especially, like, he found her, like, pendant thing. That was sweet.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm like, I think that's why it had redeemable moments is the thing. Whereas, you know, things we never got over, I feel like didn't really have that much. So this one, and I wrote, like, there are some scenes that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, I feel like it picked up at the end.
Oh, it did. I liked it.
Yes.
The end.
Yes. The middle was kind of rough. I feel like So, I think the end made it okay.
Yeah. Did you Did you like the twist? We've been discussing how there's twists at the end.
Okay, it's funny because as I was reading it, I was disappointed that there wasn't more to the stalker. So, like, I didn't guess it, but I was literally thinking that I did like the twist. It caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
That I was literally like, the stalker situation resolved itself too nicely. There's gonna be something else. I didn't know what it was. But I liked the scene where, you know, she thought her heart was broken.
Yes.
And I was like, that was pretty good. You got me.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. And so, for people who haven't read the book, basically, she was the bodyguard for him because there was a stalker.
Yeah.
And so throughout the book, the stalker wasn't really mentioned too much, except for like certain moments where the stalker would do something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the stalker was not present in the book.
Yeah, and she didn't really do anything like too dangerous or anything like that. And so it wasn't this huge like, oh my gosh, he's in danger until more the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then they caught her. And then it was like, oh, okay, that's over. So yeah. They were pulling the detail.
Yeah, and then I agree how I liked how you liked the ending, right? Where you think everything's gonna be all wrapped up in a nice mm-hmm. bow. He says he wants to date her. She goes over to his place ready for the date. And then he all of a sudden says, oh, it was all an act. I'm an actor.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh.
I was confused.
Yeah, and she was, like, so sad, and then she was going back to her car, and she was like, wait a second, like, and that's where I liked her bodyguard training, like, came back, that she was, like, he seemed really, like, his face wasn't, you know, and he seemed disheveled or whatever.
Right, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and I was like, yes. Yeah.
So, the author did a good job making it go full circle.
Yeah.
Where she is a bodyguard, and she does have skills.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we may have forgotten it through her girlfriend acting.
Yeah.
And so that was a twist that I didn't see coming. And I really liked how the author brought it back to where there's just some more to the story.
Yeah. But I also like, you know, the tidbit that she added because it was like a different... Was he the stalker?
He was the stalker's husband.
Oh, okay. And so he was, like, wanted, trigger warning?
Yeah.
He wanted to, like, kill himself, and then she, like, convinced him not to,
mm-hmm.
and then he, like, went to jail for a bit, but then he, like, started making birdhouses, and I was like, okay, well, that's kind of sweet, you know what I mean? I like how she ended it like that versus, like, other authors would do something different, like he would kill himself maybe,
yeah.
or something like that. But exactly. I like that she kind of like flipped it around, that his life actually got better.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't the end necessarily for him. Mm-hmm. And they talk about how like now he makes a ton of birdhouses.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too.
I also liked the Thanksgiving scene.
Yeah.
You know, and also, like, when he stands up to his, because obviously, he's a movie star, and so he has a fake romance with his co-star, like, you know, and so she goes to the Thanksgiving, and she's, like, talking to the bodyguard, and she's like, obviously, I'm, like, very good-looking, blah, 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 and no one would choose you over me, and then he goes, I would, and then he's like, and then everyone else is, like, agrees with him, and I was like, I like that.
I like that too. And I do think that kind of created more of a foundation for me to actually start enjoying and accepting their relationship.
Yeah, but that was like the end.
Yeah, that's
so,
why.
I know. This was like 3 stars.
Right.
It wasn't like horrible. So actually, I stand by my 2 stars for Things We Never Got Over because this one was better than that. But I did write the quote because I liked they went around the table and, like, said things that they were thankful for, and I really liked that part. And I wrote down one because she said, you know, one of the, like, toast was, she said, to everything we've lost and to what we hold on to. And I liked that because they were basically saying that like, you lose things, but also you... I'm literally just repeating the quote.
No, say it. you lose things, but in this at the same time, there are aspects that you
hold on
to.
Yeah, I was like,
I know, I'm not
kidding. You know what I mean.
It's deep, it's deep.
Yeah, if you read it, that part hits you. Mm-hmm. The two sentences I wrote down don't quite hit the whole thing. You know what
good,
I mean.
Good quote.
Thank you.
I think that in the end, it wraps up nicely to make it a good 3-star book.
Yeah.
Right? So the relationship kind of completes itself, and you feel pretty good at the end,
yeah,
right?
A yeah.
feel-good book, like yeah. you said, that you like.
Yeah.
But compared to Part of Your World, for you, is it just that chemistry that was missing that makes it so different? A full star off is the chemistry. Because romance, right?
Yeah.
You need the chemistry.
Yeah, it's just the middle was just so kind of, like, lukewarm. Like, there wasn't any... Yeah, I'm like, right? You know, you felt it. It was just missing the chemistry, the romance aspect. Any, I don't know why.
Writing style?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel like that's always what I would, like, just come back to. Like, oh, yeah, I didn't like the writing. But, like, clearly she's a good writer because I liked the end. Like, yes. I liked her story. I just think maybe the middle just wasn't...
Yeah.
It wasn't there.
It wasn't there. Something was just missing.
Yeah. And it's like you... Because obviously... You can create the story in your head. When you read the summary, you're like, yeah, this is how it's going to go, basically. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, you know, it's like exactly how she wrote it is exactly how I thought it would go. It just didn't go. It didn't feel right.
Yes. Yeah, I liked her writing style because, as in other book reviews, I don't like too much fluff.
Yeah.
So she didn't fluff it up that much. It was very...
Then what was wrong?
Maybe the moments weren't... Didn't build the... I like it when you feel tingly when something happens between them, right? Between two love interests where maybe they stand a little too close or, like, a moment becomes very intense.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is, that there was no, like, tension, I don't think.
You're right.
That I think, like, because especially we both wrote it down that it was just, like, she didn't want to be there, and then all of a sudden she wanted to be there, and we didn't really feel the in-between of that, and I think that's what it is.
The part I liked was when they did that one-bed trope moment, where they argue who's gonna take the floor.
Yeah.
And then... She yells at him for leaving his clothes all over
the bathroom. Yeah.
I thought that was the cutest scene because I can imagine it.
Mm.
And I really like that one bed trope. I think it's funny. But other than that, like you said, they didn't build any tension. The only moments of them together that stood out in my head or just... that I can remember was when she fell in the river.
And then, like, when he had her against the door, right?
I barely remember that.
Oh, that's what I remember.
When they first kissed? Was that
mm-hmm.
one? Yeah.
See? But.
Yeah.
Well, that's not enough.
More tension.
Yeah, it's funny because I wrote, I like that she found out her worth, but the romance was lackluster.
No burn.
Yeah. But even then, I have another quote because she said, but you don't have to be perfect to be lovable. And I was like, that's sweet.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Yeah. So I was like, I like sort of the message.
Yeah. The delivery of the message, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least for your experience, you weren't imagining Chris Stapleton the whole time.
Mm-mm.
So.
Yeah.
It's better.
Who, like, what were you picturing for the girl, though?
Oh. I don't think I was picturing anything. Or just, like, the front cover.
Oh.
With the pink boots.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, the cover, cartoon, and Chris Stapleton. Human.
Drawing. Because I was picturing, like, a short girl with a bob with dark hair. Like, I would show you a picture. If anyone's seen, like, Hadestown, it's, like, a play.
I haven't.
Or if anyone's into, like, musical theater, like, Eva Noblezada.
Oh.
That's kind of what I was picturing. I'm trying to find a good picture to show Amy that's, like, kind of thing. But, like, that's really blurry. But, like, she's, like, short and she has, like, a bob.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how she's described at all, which I don't think so, but I don't know if that's what I was picturing. Or, like, Ana de Armas kind of vibe.
I think also sometimes it can go back and forth. I don't like when there are cartoons in front of the book, which are the majority of the romance book.
Oh.
But that can affect how I picture them.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
So, for this one, for example, all I saw was the drawing.
Oh my god, she was married for 2 years. She's our age. She was married in 2017. How old are we in 2017? Anyways, yeah, so that was like, you were like 20.
Yeah.
She was like 20 and she got married. Anyways. She was born in San Diego. It's near here. Didn't know that. I like her.
Oh.
She's a good singer. I like musicals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So next week's episode is going to be like favorite movies. And I was saying, I know you're really busy, but I have like a homework task for you.
I like homework.
That I think, because the last time we talked about it, that you said you hadn't seen In Time.
Okay, so.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I added it to my list to watch. So I brought it up with my mom last weekend. I brought it up with my boyfriend.
No, that's good, because I was like, especially since Valentine's Day was last week, I thought that you, like, should watch it. And this is the month of love, and it's, like, a love movie. And so I thought you could watch it, and we could talk about it next week, maybe.
I will watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By then, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
I know, you're really busy, but it's a good movie.
I watched the trailer on YouTube.
Yeah?
And everyone in the comments said it's such a good movie.
Everyone loves it. I've not met anyone, not that I know a lot of people, but I've not met anyone who doesn't like it. It's so good.
All right. I will be up for the task.
Okay. Let me know. I think you should watch it. And it's in the spirit of love. And so I thought it'd be good.
It's your favorite romance movie?
No. It's a good one. I don't want to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I feel like then I should give you a movie, too.
That you like? That's, like, romance?
Yeah, and then... Okay. If you've watched it, it's okay. Then we can discuss it next episode.
Okay, okay. What is it?
I like Leap Year.
I love Leap Year! It's funny because I made our two friends, my only friends, just kidding, I made them watch it on Leap Year because I don't think they had seen it. And I was like, you've never seen it?
Leap Year is so good.
It's so good.
It didn't have really good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
But we are going to discuss that next week, our favorite movies, romance movies, everything.
Yeah. I made two. I was, like, going to talk about my favorite movies and then also my favorite romance movies.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Not that they're necessarily separate, but two categories, potentially.
So, I have been in the mood for a really good enemies to lovers book.
Ooh.
A lot of the times, people do not write that well.
Okay.
And so, I've been trying to look up books that have that trope, but the ones that they offer are not what I am looking for. They are less than 4 stars on Goodreads.
Oh, okay.
And I only read 4 stars and up books.
High standards.
Yes. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, what's, like, a good one? I need to know the vibe of Enemies to Lovers that you like.
Mm.
Also, should I... Do you, like, make categories in Goodreads? Like, should I make an Enemies... You know what I mean? If you... Because I don't know. I don't have a category.
This is actually new for me. I don't know why all of a sudden. Maybe because I read these two mediocre romance... Oh. I've been reading mediocre romance books. And so I just want a good book, but specifically Enemies to Lovers, because I am in the mood for tension, I think.
Oh, okay. So, like, do you have a good one that you would, like, sort of replicated? Because...
Yes.
Not that I, like, have... I'm like, I don't know, because I have to look it up, because I can't... Obviously, I'm horrible at remembering books, but in my head, this one might fit the bill, but I'll have to look it up while you say things.
For some reason, so I read The Atlas Six.
Oh.
And it's not exactly... It's because it focuses on six... characters, and they are all have their own interests, so in a way it creates an enemies to lovers tension that I like, but I wouldn't classify it as romance, that book, so there isn't enough of it for me. So it just gives me a little drop of it, and then I don't get it.
Okay, was it good though? Ish?
3 stars.
Okay.
I like how you felt with The Bodyguard. Like, there were good aspects, there were bad parts. Not good enough for a 4-star, considered to be a 4-star read, but it was enough for me to long for the trope of a good enemies to lovers book.
Okay. But you still don't have an example of a good one.
Not that I can remember.
Oh, but you have... I feel... I feel like I saw this on your Goodreads. Like, did you read To Love Jason Thorne?
No.
Okay. I don't know why I thought you did then. I liked that book, and then I saw this TikTok about this girl that hated it. And I was like, well, that's really sad.
Did she make good points?
It's possible. Okay. Do you remember how I told you I have a friend who likes,
angsty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I don't know why this isn't... I recommended Better Than the Movies to you?
Yes, I added that to my Goodreads list.
Okay, but now I'm worried because she was telling me that she started to read it, and she was like, yeah, it's not good. And I was like, well, yeah, you wouldn't, because it's just, like, a feel-good, like, you know, it's like a high school romance.
Right.
And I'm just like, sometimes I'm just really in the mood for, like, you know, it's just a really feel-good. And so now I'm worried that, like, something I recommend... You know, you won't like. Because I'm like, you know, I was like, it makes me sad that I recommended this book. And she's like, yeah, I don't like it. And I'm like, well, yeah, you wouldn't. But it's so good. And so that's why when this girl, she had, like, good points potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like.
Jason Thorne reminds me of Jason Bourne.
You need to get away from what you do. Literally, in the description here, it says this is a standalone friends to enemies to lovers romance. However, it is less than 4 stars.
But it's really close. All the other books that I've looked at on lists and then checked on Goodreads are closer to an average of 3.5.
Okay.
So this one is 3.91, which is round up. It's a 4.
Okay. I don't know if you can get it at the library. But this one, I rated 5 stars,
ooh.
And I've reread it again recently, and it was still good, mm. But I'm scared to recommend now.
Don't be scared. It's a safe space here, even if I don't like it.
Should I see if it's at the library?
Yes.
It's, by the way, for people listening, it's called Forget You, Ethan, and it's really good. I really liked it. Oop, I guess not.
Maybe I should buy it.
Honestly, and if you don't like it, I'll buy it off of you. Because I really liked it. But now I'm worried that you won't like it. But I... Oh, literally the first review is 1 star.
It's okay. Doormat heroine. It was probably that person you listened to, their review of the book.
Oh my god, there's a lot of 1 star
it's
ratings.
It's okay, Haley.
Oh god!
I think I'm just in the mood for a good romance.
Oh, okay.
Because so but specifically I was looking for enemies to lovers, but I was also trying to narrow that scope a lot more to academic enemies to lovers.
Oh. I mean, technically, did you know the book I gave you when it's only us, only just us or something like that for your birthday? Mm-hmm. Is that not yes. enemies to lovers?
Yes, it was.
And it was like, okay.
Yes.
You rated it 4?
Yeah, 4 stars.
So, like, that's enemies yes. to lovers. Yes. And it was academic.
Yeah, it was.
So that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Well, here, read the synopsis and tell me if you think you would like it.
Yes. I would like it. This is perfect.
You know, I think you should really, I know you like to read physical books, but, like, maybe you should consider getting Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that because I do have a couple travel
plans
for the year.
Yeah.
And lugging books onto the airplane. Sometimes you can get through one book and then you're done.
Yeah.
What about the plane ride back?
Yeah.
But if you have a Kindle.
And you could just get the Kindle app on your phone and read also.
Yes. We'll see how.
Because it's on Kindle Unlimited. So, okay, this one is not enemies to lovers. Ooh. I liked it, and I'm still upset that that girl on TikTok did not like it.
But yeah, this one's more like childhood lovers. Childhood friends.
Childhood
people to lovers.
Yeah. Childhood know you friends, not friends. To lovers.
This one is awful on Kindle Unlimited. Anyways, there's a lot of good books on Kindle Unlimited. Yeah.
You are the go-to person for romance recommendations.
Yeah, I'm sorry that that's all I read.
No, it's good. Reliable source.
I mean, and it does help that we have similar tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it really breaks my heart. This is why I have a hard time recommending books, because then people are like, it's bad, and now I don't want to recommend ever again. But yeah, those are 2 good books that I like.
Nice. You need to text those to me.
Okay. Oh.
So then I will remember.
You could.
Write them down right now.
I guess I'll text them to you.
I'll write them down after the podcast.
No, that's fine. I'll write them down. Text them to you right now. Maybe I'll reread this one. Because of that one. I'm trying to get through the next book that we're reading. Amy's already read it, but I'm struggling.
It's a fantasy book, and I'm into fantasy, and so I'm not going to give too much away.
I know, I was like, I don't want to tell you what book it is either. Yes.
But, yes, I'm in a slump. I need a solid either romance read, give me a good fantasy read, but, yeah, the books that I have checked out is, right now, there's this book called Red Rising. It's an older book, and I think it is more sci-fi that I'm trying to get into. I haven't started it yet. And then I think there's a more recent one that was on the Goodreads awards list called Colorful Creatures or Beautiful Creatures or something with an octopus on it.
Oh.
I checked that one out, too.
Okay. And you haven't started reading
it? I haven't. So those were my hopefuls.
Okay, well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Do you have any other books that you're looking forward to reading?
Mostly, I'm trying to get through that one, and then I want to read the books I bought from Barnes & Noble, mm-hmm. but right now I'm just trying to get through that. Also, yeah, because I feel like I'm also in a slump, but I feel like all the ones that I've been picking, and I feel like a lot of times when they, like, recommend books to you, they're not good. And yeah. So I gotta find another way to, like, find them. Because all the stuff that Kindle is recommending me, I don't like any of
yeah.
them. So, Yeah, I'm also struggling with that.
We're both on a slump.
Yeah. It's funny because I know we talked a while ago about how I have a lot of books that are like 70% read.
Right.
And right now I have a lot that are like, Say You Swear. Have you seen any TikToks about that one?
I have to look at the cover to know.
Okay, I can't pull. I don't know. That's what the
cover Yes, looks like. I've seen that.
Yeah, the people say it's good.
It's boring. 50%. I can't finish it.
Yeah, I'm 50% through. And I'm like, it's not really that good.
I know you also said that you didn't like the popular book talk book, Terms and Conditions.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And that was on my list because Book Talk has been recommending it everywhere.
Well, isn't that the second one? Is that the first maybe one?
What's the first one? The blue one? The green
Fine
one?
Fine print?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one yeah. too.
I finished that one and it was like, okay. Mm. And then Terms and Conditions, I didn't even finish that one. Mm. It wasn't good.
Well, they're finally having it at my library.
So okay, so you're going to pick it up and see what it's like. Okay, that'll be exciting because it's funny, for your birthday, I was going to buy you that one because I knew you wanted to read it and it wasn't at the library, but I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to buy it for you thinking you might not like it.
I like the book you bought me instead.
That's good.
It was good.
Okay, I'm glad because I was really on the fence because on one hand, that's a book that you wanted to read and instead I just bought you a book that I liked.
In a way, it's better, right?
Is Haley it?
Haley verified.
Okay.
The romance reader, you have an extensive resume.
I'm very interested to hear your thoughts, though.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, if you like
it. I'm on the wait list, so okay. It's very popular.
It's funny because I think I'll probably see you updated on your Goodreads because, you know how you read Neon Gods, and you rated it 4 stars?
I did like it.
You liked it? I'm shocked. I'm like, was the whole thing mostly good?
Yeah.
You read it with no issues?
I think maybe because I went into it with low expectations.
Oh, that it was, like, really good?
Yeah. Yeah, so I read it, and I just accepted it for what it was. I didn't feel like there was any, like, deep plots. It was very simple. Very surface level. But for a surface level book with just a bunch of spice, I was like, yeah. Great. Fun.
Okay, maybe I'll have to reread it. Or retry to reread
Gosh. Pressure. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't really feel the, like, romance, though. As much as there was a lot of spice, I was like, I don't really feel it.
Sometimes I wonder if the books that we read are affected by where we are in the book
cycle,
mm-hmm. right? Or if we're in a slump, all of a sudden just all the books are bad.
I know, but I think based off, like, our recent experiences of reading, like, 2 mediocre books and then 1, like, good one, we read them in, like, a separate order, and yet we still felt the same way.
Mm-hmm. So it's not us.
Yeah,
it's
so I think it's, like, the book. I think no matter what time you read it, if it's a good book, it'll be good.
Mm.
Right?
Yes. The faith in the book. That's good. Less pressure on ourselves, right? Then I won't feel as bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be more if you read 3 good books, and one's, like, really good, and the other 2 are, like, good-ish, mm-hmm. though. Like, how would you differentiate, like, a 5-star versus 4 stars, potentially? Like, if you read a 5-star, and you're like, okay, well, those books are 4 stars, whereas if you read a 4, like, if you read that book, and then with 2 threes, it might be, like, a 5 or something, for example.
Yeah. Sometimes, well, lately, when the past 2 5-stars books that I've read,
okay,
I knew that they were 5 stars. I ranked them 5 stars in my head after reading maybe 25% of the book.
Oh.
And before, that has never happened before, but based on these 2, like, the latest books that I've read, I just knew right away where I liked the direction that I was going, the writing style, everything, the characters up to that point, that it just carried through to the rest of the book. Instead of reading it and then seeing if it was 5 stars or 4 stars or whatever ranking, which is usually how I read books. the two books most recently were right off the bat. So I read Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow Tomorrow. And Mistborn, which is a fantasy book.
Wait, are you talking about Mistborn by Brandon Sanderson? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Have you read that?
Okay, no. But I've seen a lot of people raving about Mistborn. I mean, about Brandon Sanderson, that he's really good. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, also, it looks exactly like a book that my dad would read. Like, I wonder if my dad's read it. This?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I like it a lot. It's fantasy that is easy to follow.
Okay.
Not fantasy where all the words are all weird and you don't understand anything. The Brandon Sanderson actually explains what's going on, and he continues to reinforce it. So in case you don't remember it the first time that he brought it up, he kind of like holds your hand along with it. So a lot of people say that this book is a good starter book into fantasy, or high fantasy as the genre is, and I think it is great.
Okay, did you read the whole trilogy?
I'm trying to get through it because the second book had second book syndrome.
Ah, rough.
Horrible. The first book was so good.
Okay.
But people say that, I guess it's a general consensus that the second book was not good and the third book's better.
Okay.
So I'm giving it some space between the second book and the third book so then I can not have a skewed rating.
Okay, makes sense. Because I've seen a lot of people raving about him, so.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to jump in, I heard this one's the one to start with.
Okay, and you rated it 5 stars.
Great book.
So that's good. Good recommendation. Give and take. Let's go. Recommendations. Okay, so if we wrap it up, I gotta think of my song. I was so excited last week that I had a song already. But this time I don't have a song ready. Well, actually, you listen to Spotify, right?
Yes.
Do you listen to your like weekly recommendation kind of thing that they put together for you?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Not recently, though. Recently, that playlist has not been... I haven't found any gems in it.
Okay.
So I stopped listening to it.
That makes sense. Because I was just listening to it, and there is an anti-hero country version.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
No.
And I was like, oh, it was pretty good. It was, like, folksy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's my recommendation, but I was like, I was going to send it to you.
Yes. I like the song. Speaking of songs that you sent to me, I like the song Memory Lane. I'm not sure if
I think
brought
you
it
did.
Up in the other podcast.
I didn't recommend it on a podcast. I just sent it to you.
Okay. I'm using that as mine because I like that the most. I've been listening to it a lot.
I'm glad. No,
it
they're
makes
really
me so
good.
Happy.
I'm glad.
Memory Lane by Old Dominion. Recommended by Haley, but I'm stealing it because I like it.
No, I really like them. I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah. It's in my cycle of songs that I will listen to regularly.
That makes me happy. Okay, I remember you said, I think last time we talked, that you, like, added me on
Spotify? I did.
But how do I find that? Because should I just add you?
Maybe it's on
like
your
how it works?
Online?
Oh.
I'm not familiar with how to do this. Oh, this is my user.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm not sure that helps.
Hold on, I'm struggling. I think it will. 47 playlists!
I make a lot of playlists. Not recently, though.
You have a Six of Crows playlist?
Because I love Six of Crows.
Ooh.
I do think of songs when I read books that I feel strongly about.
Aw, that's cute. I love that.
So I have... Once you read Mistborn someday, I'll share with you the song. And then you can feel connected to it.
Okay. Do you have a playlist for your... is this one? Is it on songs?
No,
on
I only
there?
Listen to my liked songs right now. So I listen to them Oh. In order going down.
Okay, let me focus. I was just so excited to show you those songs that I didn't really come up with another one.
That's okay. How about a song? It could be an old song. It doesn't even have to be a new song.
Okay, it's gotta be a good song. Give me a second, okay? Okay, so I think I'm gonna pick one. I had just listened to it today.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say anything like, oh, it's amazing. Okay. Because sometimes when you re-listen to it, it's not that good. But I Don't Want to Know by Knox.
Okay.
He has another song that went kind of viral on TikTok called Sneakers.
Oh. I think I know that song.
I like that one. But I think this one might be new. Apparently it's not new. September 9th, 2022, and Sneakers came out August 5th, 2022, so it's newer than that one. Maybe I should listen to all his songs then.
I've liked it, and now I will listen to it in my liked list
nice.
In order.
You'll have to let me know if it's good. Here, I'll send this one to you. But yeah, it's funny, because Memory Lane, I was like, I think Amy would like this.
You were correct.
I'm glad, because you didn't say anything. You know, like, I texted it to you. Silence.
Because I was too busy jamming to it.
You're like, this is really good. Well, I hope everyone has a good week.
We'll see you next week on our episode about favorite movies.
Yes. See you then. Bye!